Hello everyone, and welcome to issue 25 of our newsletter, as our weekly catch-up as to what's going on with the channel. Before we begin, I'd just like to take a moment to thank you all for your support, and for helping the channel to grow. As always, as I talk about this, links for upcoming streams are in our newsletter email. If you haven't signed up already, then I'd like to invite you to do so, because not only do you get news of our upcoming episodes, but updates on contributors' projects and promotions that we might be running on the channel. And there may be a couple coming up in the not too distant future as we carry on with certain things. But needless to say, let's jump into our upcoming streams and crack on. So, first of all, Friday the 12th of April, Cameron and I will be on Shay Rant's channel as we go through part 2 of our Hellraiser movies retrospective. So at this point we're doing 5 to 11 and the remake, is it a remake? The 2022 one anyway. So we'll be finishing off and yeah, it's a lot of fun. Poor guy fights us on the show. Like, if you've seen part 1, he spends 20 minutes pure blushing during that. I don't think he really fully understood what he was taking on when he has us lunatics come on, but a lot of fun. Shay's a great guy, by the way, passionate about horror movies. He's wrong about certain things, like he thinks Scream is a good franchise, but I don't know, suppose not everybody's perfect. But apart from that, you know, make sure you check out his channel. Like I said, it was great for him to invite us on. And the fact that he invited us on for the second time as well is just hilarious. But there you go. Right, then Saturday 13th of April, I will be back on playing some more Path of Exile Crucible. So I'm on the Act 3 now. It's doing that initial blow up loads of side quest missions, you know, like the start of the game. And it's hard not to get overwhelmed, sort of, whoa, too much stuff to do, but I'll keep cracking on. Said this, I might have to do a stream offline, or sorry, I might just have to play offline to do the, God, what do you call it, the rites of passage or something, basically the puzzle solving thing in the dungeon, because it now wants me to go back through some of the older ones that I haven't solved yet, and I don't think he's want to see that. You know, these are long streams as it is doing this game, so I might just go back and do those. Path of Ascendancy, wasn't it called? The puzzle bits anyway. I might go back and do those, and then we can crack on just with the main story. Because there's quite a lot in this. I don't know where this game ends. I don't know how many acts are involved. Does it just keep going? I'd be interested to know, but I'll get the Act 3 anyway. And then I'll look at Interspersed. I might take another break from it, and then look at another game to get stuck into. Monday the 15th of April, I'm on with Steve as we carry on with the Hammer Horror series of movies, and we're doing The Abominable Snowman. So this is one thing I mentioned before, Karen and I had covered, but it got lost in the early days of streaming, and God, YouTube was doing a weird thing where it would stream, and it was fine, and people were watching it, and then it would just disappear into the ether. It made absolutely no sense. We lost count how many streams, but we lost quite a few streams that all went, and people that were live watching saw it, went out, but then afterwards it would like only 10 minutes of the stream would be saved. It was very strange. It was a really frustrating time. It was the first year of the podcast, and it was really irritating trying to sort of work through that. Like, when you're trying a new project, and I hadn't really live streamed myself, I'd been on live streams, etc., but other people were hosting, and you're trying to figure all this out while building a brand and looking semi competent at least, and things were that were happening. It was absolutely ridiculous, but at least this gives us a chance to go over it again. It's still a good movie, despite its age. And always good to see Peter Cushing on screen, no matter what. But yeah, looking forward to that there. That'll be a lot of fun. Tuesday the 16th of April, we're back on the channel with the fine folks of Brotherhood of the Dice and Infinite Monkey Tales as we carry on with the Alien role-playing game, Draconis Strain Trilogy with Destroyer of Worlds. What session is this? This session 13 or something now? We're on quite a bit, but things are definitely ramping up. We've caught another one of the AWOLs, and they've just declared they've got a creature in their chest. So I think at this point we're going to find out what's happening and what the extent of their involvement and what they actually did, and what we need to do to stop it. I don't know how much longer in this scenario we've got left to go, but we're getting near a crescendo point, but we're still in Act 1, I believe. There's usually 3 acts in these scenarios, so maybe this is the crossover. I need to check the fill and see what the score is with. But still, we're having a lot of fun playing it. Quite a lot of you folks are watching, seem to enjoy it too, so that's all good. It's a great role-playing game, and it's good to get into the Alien universe and not just be revolved around Ellen Ripley, you know, actually seeing the universe as a large and what the introduction of these creatures means to it. So yeah, having a great time with that. Then Wednesday 17th of April, I am on Brotherhood of the Dice's channel as we conclude Helter Skelter, the Call of Cthulhu adventure set in 60s California involving the Manson family and a version of LSD called Cthulhu Purple, which is doing on towards amount of damage. We are heading, like, this will be the conclusion. We're really at the point we've encountered the creature this drug's being, looks like it's being generated from or manufactured from, and it's actually just eating people. people from the inside out. So this is the point where it really comes to a head. We're going to find out what the actual end game was and what the plan, or was it silly cultists doing silly cultist things and some of them things they shouldn't have, and now they're on the road to the roll. But we'll find out anyway. This has been a great adventure to play. It was Andy Headley wrote it, and yeah, we've just had a blast. It's been about, due to various things, pretty circumstances, we had to put it in hiatus for a couple of weeks and sort of been stop and start with the way the scenarios run. But yeah, it'd be good to get towards the end, get it completed and see what the actual end game is. And then, as always, I like to pick up the scenario afterwards and then have a read and see where we went wrong or what we're meant to do. It's always interesting to see how the scenario is written and then how it's played out, because that's the beauty of these games. Even though their scenarios are created and they're sort of written down, it's still up to the players where the story goes. So two people can play the same scenario and get different results, which is fantastic. Then Thursday the 18th of April, I'm back on with Dale and we are doing What We Do in the Shadows. So like I said before, we haven't quite decided yet what the theme of the new series is going to be. We just finished the Sir Peter Jackson anthology and now we need to figure out, are we going to just do New Zealand based movies? Are we going to do Australasia, just that region? Or is it going to be a bit of a mix? Well, we'll see. We're starting to find a couple of TV shows and various things, so it'll be interesting to have a look. But what we're doing, we're just trying to find interesting off-the-cuff movies and TV shows that maybe haven't been out there in the zeitgeist, aren't that well known, and maybe bring them to light, and hopefully like we'll pick good ones and they're enjoyable, and if they're bad, obviously we'll say why. But yeah, always great to have the Aldo Show, goes without saying, fantastic panelist, and brings a, it's good to see as well, a lot of things around Hollywood, you know, it's good to look at different parts of the world and see where stories come from and how they're flavoured by the locale. That's what always fascinates me, especially horror. Horror is the only genre that really embraces that. Other genres pay lip service to it, but horror has always been the one. The Abominable Snowman is another example, where a horror storyteller will venture to the ends of the earth to find that new story and that tribe or peoples that aren't well known, or that piece of folklore. You know, it's always been the case in this genre. That's why I love it so much, one of the many reasons. But yeah, that'll be good again to have Dale on and go through that, and we'll come up with some sort of name for it. But it's just Dale and I having fun talking about movies at the end of the day. What more do we need? Right, and then finally, Tuesday the 23rd of April, Chris and I are back on and we are concluding our journey along the Graboid Trail. Yeah, it's going to be a we've been with this series of films and the TV show for so long now, it's become part of our life. It's going to be a strange one finishing this off and letting it go, but obviously we're doing the last three episodes of the Trevor's TV series, so it's Water Hazard, The Sounds of Silence and The Key. Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to feel about this. This has been such a fun TV show to cover, and I'm glad that we didn't finish on the movies. Those last three movies were diabolical and horrendous and just hateful for the source material and the main character. And it was good to go to this TV series and actually get reinvigorated in the franchise again, and get frustrated as well about where the potential was for this to go and why the studio just decided not to do it at all and go the direction they did. Absolutely pointless. But needless to say, yeah, it'll be bittersweet. Like, we know it's going to be fun. It's such a well-written TV show. I don't see them dropping the ball at this stage of the game. So I'm sure we'll enjoy these last three episodes. And then, unless something's in the pipeline, but the way Universal have treated this show and the way they like kicked out the original showrunners and treated the property, I don't have any hope for it carrying forward. So it'll be a good way to finish, at least with good memories of it and where it went and where it could have went. But there you go. That's it for the moment, and as always, this is not an exhaustive list. As I organise more streams and people reach out, there will be more added to the list as we go on. So just as we say, keep up the channel, do the tabby clicky things. Until next time, keep it creepy, keep it horrific.